Steph.
Hey, I finished my project for sewing class. I designed it myself.
Well,
how does it look?
Like you designed it yourself?
Don't hold back, Michelle.
Okay, it's ugly too.
Steph, I think that your blouse is beautiful.
You do?
You do?
Absolutely.
Huh. Well, I'm glad someone around here has taste.
Aunt Becky, you actually thought that blouse was beautiful?
Well, no, but I didn't want to hurt her feelings.
So you lied?
No! I bent the truth. Exaggerated a bit. Put a pleasant spin on things.
So you lied. Sloppy Joe's then.
Well, you just keep your eye on Uncle Joey at dinner.
Hey, guess who we got to referee our school fundraiser basketball game? Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
No way!
Wow, good, you got all three of them. That's nice.
Jess, you don't know much about sports, do you? It just so happens that Kareem Abdul-Jabbar...
And that's one person.
Yeah, he's one of the greatest basketball players ever.
Yeah, and since we thought of this, Kimmy and I get to coach the celebrity teams.
Yeah, I'm coaching the Happy News team from Channel 43. And we're gonna kill your team.
I don't even have a team yet.
This is gonna be easier than I thought.
See ya, Squirts. And since the game is 3-on-3, all I need are 3 local media personalities. Say, a couple of DJs and a talk show host.
I'm in.
I'm out of here.
Yes.
Come on, basketball is a national pastime. No, that's baseball. Oh, it's the sport of kings. No, that's horse racing. Where America shops? Sears.
Let's try a new road. Uncle Jesse, you'd be doing it for a good cause.
Yeah, when you think of it, Jess, it is a great way to get all sweaty before your Saturday night bath.
Guys, just forget it, all right? Sports intimidate me. I've never been good at sports. I remember the names they used to call me as a kid. Fumble Fingers, Captain Klutz.
Our kids can be so cruel.
Those were my parents. No. My policy's always been just say no to sports, okay? I can't do it. I just can't do it.
You can do anything.
Well, there's one vote of confidence.
Come on, Jess. We'll all help you out. We take you to the park on Saturday and get in some intensive training.
Could I please?
All right. What the heck? I'll do it for the boys.
Cool! Double cool!
All right, then. This Saturday, I'll strap on a helmet. I'll meet you right out there on that basketball field.
Jess, it's the old basketball court.
I think he's actually going to need that helmet.
Question. What do you call a boy ladybug?
Confused.
Hey, Aunt Becky. I have a surprise for you. Since you love the blouse I made at school so much, I'm giving it to you. Thanks, Steph. You can wear it to the celebrity basketball game. Oh, great. I'll definitely stand out in the crowd.
You'd stand out in the circus.
Yeah, see? this basketball thing's a piece of cake.
Daddy, this is our basket. That one's yours.
Way up there?
Nice outfit, Jess. What are you trying out for, the Harley Globetrotters?
Well, got my wristband.
All right, now you look like a real athlete. Why don't we work on some passing?
Okay. Let's do some passing.
Good. I'm going to pass you the ball. You go under there, under the basket.
Where do I stand?
Right there under that net.
Let's do some passing, fellas.
Okay.
All right, show me the ball, big boy. Come on.
Oh. Jess, you're supposed to use your hands.
Oh, I will.
All right, okay, time out. Time out. You're both at fault. Jess, you should have caught it, and Danny, you should know that he can't catch.
All right, I'm sorry. Let's start with a simple layup drill.
Okay. All right, two questions.
Okay.
A, what's a simple layup? And two, does the drilling part hurt?
Just the layup is the most basic shot in basketball.
Ooh.
It's very simple. All you do is just dribble down the lane, and as you approach the basket, if you're on the left side, you push off with your right foot. If you're on the right side, you push off with your left foot. Then you just shoot the ball directly at the backboard at the correct angle to bank it through the hoop. That, my friend, is a simple layup.
What's a really simple layup?
Watch and learn. Danny, give me the ball.
All right.
Okay.
Come here, you'll be safe.
Watch, Jess. Okay? Here you go. Simple layup. Dribble, dribble, dribble.
Layup. Okay. All right. Looks so tough. Do a couple dribbles, then you do a thing by the basket. Got it. Dribble. Ow! I told you I needed that helmet. What's with that look?
What look?
That he bites look.
You know what? You should spend more time looking at the basket and less time looking at our looks.
Maybe I should spend a little time looking for new teachers.
Hey, I'd say the teacher's doing a pretty darn good job considering the student they're working with.
Well, yeah, right. You guys couldn't teach Comet to bark.
I'll bet you we could teach Comet how to play basketball a lot better than you.
Yeah, right.
Joey, give me the ball, would you please?
Okay.
Thanks, man. I'd like you to study this, Jesse. Thank you. Comet, over here, boy. Okay, stay. Stay, back up, sit. Good boy. Okay, Comet, this isn't as hard as Jesse makes it look. Okay, all you have to do, just get ready, aim, and shoot. Hey!
Comet can make a basket.
Well, he got lucky. He's a lucky dog.
He's better than you, Daddy.
Wait a minute. Give me that ball. I just want to show you guys I can make one lousy basket, all right?
All right, go. Cool.
Okay. You guys split. You're making me nervous.
All right.
I'm going to learn how to shoot basketballs, okay? If I have to stay here till midnight, I'm going to learn.
Good.
Okay.
Come on, boys. Let's go. Come on.
Can't be worse than a dog. At least I don't have fleas.
Mind if we use the court?
No, not at all. You ever play any basketball before?
A little.
Yeah, well, let me tell you something, Pally. It's not as easy as it looks. But you're a tall guy. It should come pretty natural to you. Go nuts.
Thanks. Son, what shot do you want to see me shoot first?
Three-pointers.
How about skyhook?
Yes, Daddy.
Okay. Here, you take that. There you go.
You're a lucky guy, you know?
I've had a little practice. So why don't you go play now, and Dad's going to shoot a little bit.
No, I mean, you're lucky because your kid looks up to you, you know? I mean, he looks at you like you're a real hero.
Yeah, well, I raised his allowance last week.
I made a total fool out of myself in front of my kids today. You know, and I tell you something, I'm the worst basketball player in the world, and to top it all off, I got to play this silly tournament tomorrow.
Oh, come on, you can't be that bad. Why don't you take a shot?
All right.
Okay, you can be that bad.
How am I going to face my kids?
Well, maybe I can give you a few pointers.
All right.
Let's start with the basics. This is a ball. That is the basket.
Now, the problem is getting this into that.
You trying to hustle me?
No, I swear I never did that before.
Yeah, right. Shoot away.
Without a helmet? Bounce.
Sorry about that hustle crack.
Well, at least I didn't smack myself in the face this time with a ball. You should have seen it earlier. I went boom.
Let's try a foul shot.
Okay, yeah. Try a foul shot. And that would be?
At the foul line.
Which would be?
Right there.
And I stand?
Behind it.
And I face?
The basket!
I know, I was kidding you on that last one. A little basketball. You hike that thing over here. Hike that thing. All right.
Why don't you try another shot at that spot right there?
Little spot over there?
Yeah. Well, you're pretty pathetic. Except when you stand right there. That's your sweet spot.
I got a sweet spot?
Apparently. When you play that game tomorrow, just get to your sweet spot. That's the only chance you have of scoring.
Right. Oh, yeah, cool. Got a sweet spot. Yeah! Yeah, I got a sweet spot. What did I tell my wife?
Give it to me. Okay, guys, let's warm it up. All right. Okay, shoot it around. All right. Okay, let's pass it. Okay, guys, come on.
Excuse me. You're Rebecca Donaldson from Wake Up San Francisco. Would you mind if I got a picture for the Chronicle? Sure.
Let me just put on my jacket.
Jacket? But that'll cover the blouse. You hate the blouse, don't you?
No! I just love my jacket.
That's okay, Aunt Becky. You can hate my blouse. See, now you don't have to lie anymore.
Michelle, you've been so helpful through all of this.
Well, at least she was honest.
Steph, I'm sorry I lied about the blouse.
Yeah, you should have told the truth like I did. It's nasty.
What I should have done is just focused on the good points. You know, the seams are straight, the fabric is beautiful, there are exactly as many holes as there are buttons. Nobody lost an eye.
You're pushing it.
Steph, the point is the blouse is not exactly my style, but you did an excellent job on it.
You really think so?
Honest.
Thanks. Can I have your attention, please? Just take a seat.
Oh, right. Sorry. Oh, hey. How you doing? Came by to cheer me on, huh?
Something like that.
Thanks for coming out for such a worthy cause. Right now, I'd like to introduce our celebrity referee for the game. He's the all-time leading scorer in the NBA, was voted most valuable player 6 times, and is considered one of the greatest players in the history of basketball.
Oh, see, you love basketball. I guess you're pretty excited about seeing this guy, huh?
I've seen him before.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only Kareem Abdul-Jabbar!
You're him? He's you?
You gotta be somebody.
Yeah. Hi, Kareem.
Hi.
How was that?
Okay, guys. Now go out there and play your hearts out. And remember, win or lose, after the game, we hit the hot tub.
Okay, guys. Now the only way we're gonna win this game is if we spread the ball around. Okay, Dad, I want you to take half the shots, and I want Joey to take half the shots.
Okay. Where's my half?
Uncle Jesse, you're our defensive specialist.
Right.
You'll be guarding their highest scorer.
Yeah, good. See, I'll be guarding the highest scorer. Who's that?
My guess is whoever you're guarding.
As you don't understand, see, I have a sweet spot.
Hey, I have a stiff neck from sleeping on a Tonka truck. We got a game to play.
Okay, guys, remember, first one to 12 baskets is the winner.
Right.
Hands in. And... So next basket wins it. Now we need to set up a special play, so this is what I want you to do. Dad, I want you to go to the top of the key. Joey, I want you to come up and set a pick for Dad, okay?
What do I do?
And Uncle Jesse, you just stay away from everybody.
Guys, if someone just give me the ball.
Jess, last time you had the ball, you picked it up and you ran with it.
It's because every time I bounce it, some guy takes it away from me.
You're really making us want to throw it to you more and more.
Guys, give me the ball. I know I can make the shot. I have a sweet spot, you know? Just throw me the ball and I'll make the winning basket, please. I mean, I just want to show my kids that I'm not a complete loser.
Come on, the guy's kids are watching. Give him a break. You might surprise them.
Yeah. Thank you, Kareem.
You know, if we give Uncle Jesse the ball, it might surprise everybody. Okay, this is for all the marbles we set up Uncle Jesse.
Yes. Yeah. I'll let you guys down.
And break. All right. Hey, Uncle Jesse, good luck. I know you can do it.
Oh, you do, huh?
Well, I'm the coach. It's my job to say that. Okay, guys, let's go. You got Danny. You got Joey. You got me on a bearskin rug.
Didn't I tell you to stop that?
Excuse me, you're on my sweet spot. They're gonna throw me the ball in a minute.
Just get open!
I can't, he's up. Green, he's on my sweet spot.
I can't find pants. Get over it.
Yes! Jess, you're open, shoot it!
The guy's on my sweet spot! Just shoot!
Wow, that was an amazing shot.
Oh, thanks, Kareem. You know, let me tell you something. You taught me everything. And I'll tell you, from this day on, every single person that I meet, I'm going to say, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar taught me how to play basketball.
Why don't we keep that as our little secret? Nice to meet you folks.
Okay.
Bye.
Goodbye, Kareem.
Uncle Jesse, I should have had more faith in you. I mean, who would have thought in a million, billion, trillion years you would have ever...
You're congratulating me, right?
Well, what she's trying to say is, you know, to hit that shot under that kind of pressure, I mean, you of all people...
Jesse, if I may, I think what they're both trying to say is you You really came through for us. You are our hero.
Glad you think so. Just hope the boys feel the same way. Excuse me a second. Hey, boys. Hey, you see your old man make the winning basket? Pretty cool, huh?
Jess, they missed it.
What?
We were on a potty run.
I went number one.
Oh, you did. That's very good, son.
I watched.
I can't believe you guys missed my winning shot. I mean, the whole reason why I was out there was to make you guys proud of me.
Honey, they're already proud of you.
Well, for what? What did I do? I mean, they didn't see anything. The only thing they saw was Tinkletown.
They saw you fall down the lot. You fell down the more anybody.
Real cool. Big accomplishment.
Oh, honey, don't you see? It doesn't matter what you do. You're their dad. You're their hero. You could be the worst basketball player ever, which you probably are. And they would still be proud of you.
We love you, Daddy.
Aw. Thank you, Sean.
Let me kiss you.
Aw. Now I feel like a real hero. Listen, guys, before I hang up my basketball cleats, there's something I want to show you.
Number what?
No, son, not number one. I want to show you how I make a basket for my sweet spot. See? Watch your old man here.
Honey, that's okay. We believe you.
Now, let me just make one ball. See? Hold on. My sweet spot is around here somewhere. All right. I think I got it now. Watch your old man. Whoa, see, it was the wind thing. Again. Let me try one of those skyhawk shots that Kareem does. Almost. I'm gonna buy Kareem Abdul. You know, I always thought it was that little dancer. Go figure.